Welcome back to Your Zest Life. I'm your host, Genevieve, and you've got me today. This is, it's kind of a weird day. I don't know where you're at, but I'm just running on really low energy this week. Even this morning, trying to get here, I thought, you know, should I still go in? Should I reschedule? And it's just been a weird week. Like, speaking very candidly, I haven't felt very inspired to do my day-to-day work. I think something I really have grown to appreciate about the schedule I've created for myself is I have a lot of creativity in my week with the classes I get to put together. I'm putting curriculum together for my clients, getting to do podcasting, create content for Womeness. And so when I lack inspiration, it really just makes me feel like, I don't really have even have a word for it. And I don't know if this is something you can relate to or not, but I feel like, based on my conversations with others, that this feeling of, like, what happens when we're not motivated, right? What happens when we don't feel compelled to show up? Like, how do we get the energy to persevere, right? The title of this is why relying on motivation is not a game plan. And ultimately, I almost called it why motivation is garbage. And what do we do instead, right? Motivation is not a game plan. We can't, you'll probably hear me mention this again, but we can't rely on motivation because most of the time motivation isn't there for us when we need it. And I don't say this in a very pessimistic way. If you know me, if you've been listening, you know. I mean, there's a reason why this is called Your Zest Life. I'm all about speaking to how we live this fulfilling and empowering and exciting life. But ultimately, motivation is something that we have to work towards. It's not something we just find. And so kind of going back to this week, you know, I like to treat myself sometimes like a client because I know it's important for me to receive and for me to practice what I preach, practice what I coach. I mean, if it works for my clients, I should be doing it as well. And for the most part, I really do try to be very consistent in my routines and my habits. And so I was evaluating my week. And right now we've got, you know, being in the midst of evals for my team, which means I'm riding more frequently, so my body's physically more tired. We also do one-on-ones then, so I'm giving a little bit more energy. And these are things, honestly, I really enjoy this time because I learn a lot from my team. You know, I grow from watching them as they teach, and I feel inspired because we have such a highly talented team at CycleBar. And then we're also restructuring a bit for Womeness, which, again, is very exciting. It's also a lot of work, you know, figuring out what's working well for us, where are our goals, where do we want to be, what's it going to take for us to be there. And then outside of that, we're taking on home projects. And as I'm saying this, I'm like, okay, Genevieve, checking in. Are you practicing your big rock, little rock time management exercise? Because it's a, even though they're things I enjoy, right? We can fill our day and fill our lifestyle and say yes to the things we enjoy. But even by saying yes only to things we enjoy, only to things that fulfill us, we can still get to capacity and we can still feel burnt out. And so sometimes it's not about time management. You know, sometimes it's not feeling like, okay, I need to budget my time somewhere. Sometimes it's overstimulation. I know I felt very overstimulated with some of the technology I've been working with this week and just a lot of engagement with people. I've had a lot more meetings than usual, and it's made me feel more fatigued. I came home on Monday, actually both Monday and Tuesday night. I teach, and I'd done an eval in the morning, and I came home Monday, and it was just a really long day. I try to be very mindful of my language. So you've heard this before. I try not to say things like, oh, life is crazy right now, or life feels really busy, because that self-talk makes me feel like, yep, it's crazy, it's busy. But if I can reframe that, you know, to just like, okay, this is a period of time where I need to be a little bit more intentional with my energy, a little more intentional with how I'm taking care of myself. But Monday, it just felt like I came home. I told my husband, I just want to let you know I'm at my capacity. I don't really have a whole lot to give. I just want to go up, go in the bath, watch The Bachelor. I know. Judge, don't judge. But that was what I wanted. I needed something that was very brainless. And I sat in the bath. He brought his iPad. He goes, okay, I'll put The Bachelor up on my iPad. He brought it in and he goes, do you want me to bring you dinner in the tub? Oh, shout out to my husband. He's been awesome this week. And I just sat there. I couldn't even tell you what happened on The Bachelor that night because I was so overstimulated and zoned out. Which, thinking back, honestly, I probably shouldn't have even had anything on. I should have just been in silence with like candles and this cool bath bomb. There's this awesome bath bomb. Holy tangent here. But if you're a big bath person, Lush right now has this awesome, it's a white cow with hearts on it. And it has rainbows on the inside, like all these rainbow colors. And it has like Pop Rocks in it. So when you put it in the tub, it makes these really like soothing popping noises. I don't really know how to explain it, but then the water kind of moves a little bit too. So it feels very relaxing. So the point of this being, I checking in with myself, I always want to know, like, is this, I always know I'm not the only one, right? So when people say, am I the only one who feels this? No, we're never the only one who is experiencing something. While we are unique individuals, we are very much alike. And so I had my Empowered You coaching group last week, and these similar feelings and state of mind were being expressed. People feeling fatigued, people feeling uninspired. I mean, a lot of emotions right now, just with life in general and also with the weight of the world. And a lot of the feedback was on feeling stuck, struggling to get this momentum with their goals they've set. And my initial thought as a coach, and this is a spot where I have to remind myself, we are not the star of anyone else's show except for ourselves, right? We do have an impact on others' lives, but ultimately we are not the star and likely not even a main character unless they're close friends, close family, but ultimately they're the main star. So for me to even have this thought, I had to take a step back and say, okay, Genevieve, you might have impact, you might have influence, but it's not that big of an influence for you to take this message away. And my thought was, where am I failing in motivating them? Like where am I failing in motivating this team that I'm supposed to be leading through 6 months of I mean, the title of it is called Empowered You. I'm supposed to give them the resources so that they feel empowered. And right now, they don't feel empowered. They feel stuck. They feel discouraged. They feel uninspired. And then I had to remember that, again, motivation's garbage, right? Motivation is not there when we need it. On those times where you feel stuck, those times where you feel uninspired, you feel paralyzed. And we'll get down to the reasons as to why that might be. But motivation isn't there. And so I wanted to look this up more. We talked more that day about a momentum toolbox, and it's things that you can do based on why you're lacking motivation, based on why you feel that you are stuck or paralyzed from moving forward. And it's this toolbox you can pull out, not a physical toolbox, but I mean, if you're in arts and crafts, you can make a physical toolbox. And within it, you identify the different reasons as to why you might feel stuck. Underneath those different reasons, you create some journal prompts, you create some action steps. And so when I wanted to have this conversation today, I wanted to look a little bit deeper into, like, what exactly is motivation? And when I looked up, it says motivation is what explains why people or animals initiate, continue, or terminate a certain behavior at a particular time. And a motivational state is commonly understood as forces acting within the agent that create a disposition to engage in goal-directed behavior. So what I took away from that is the why. It's why we emulate a certain behavior towards engaging in goal-directed action. And to summarize that up for like, well, that's a lot of words. We are motivated because of something, right? It's not something, motivation doesn't just boop, pop into and you're like, oh, I woke up today and I'm super motivated. No, you did something to feel motivated. Something has to happen in order to cause the motivation, which if you go back a couple episodes, we talked a little bit about this. So behaviors and habits and how to create that habit. What's the missing piece? What's the behavior in creating that habit? So in order for motivation to strike, we cannot wait. We have to initiate the feeling of motivation. And you know, I love talking about action-based behaviors. So let's get to the root of this. This is going to be more of a workshop-y podcast. So you might find it's beneficial for you to listen to the entire podcast and then go back, rewind, maybe mark the spot as a time spot to come back to do the work. Or maybe for you, you want to do this in sections. So the first part will be some journal prompts I'm going to give you. And then the second part will actually break down that momentum toolbox, essentially, that I talked to you about earlier. So if you are going to write things down, go ahead and take out a pen and paper or something to write with. And I also want to preface this by saying this is a great exercise, whether you're feeling stuck and paralyzed in your goals or you're feeling highly motivated right now. You're feeling very excited. You're very inspired. I think it's equally important to journal and hold a dialogue as to what we're going through during times of challenge and confusion, or in this case, the need for motivation, as well as while we're in the state of progression and movement for reflection. Because I think oftentimes we journal and reflect when we feel either one. I don't know, maybe this is unique for everyone, but I know for me, journaling is really good for me to cope with stress, anxiety. In this case, I sat down and started to think about like, why am I feeling stuck right now? Why am I feeling uninspired? But when times are really good and I'm feeling really ambitious, I don't really journal as much about that. And I think it's a disservice because in those moments, you hold a lot of the keys to your success and you hold a lot of potential answers the next time you're feeling the opposite of what you're experiencing. So I want to simplify this so I'm not losing you. But if you are feeling motivated right now, the next time you are not feeling motivated, the key towards finding that motivation, finding that inspiration might be in what you're doing right now. Realizing each experience is different, right? And what works now might not work in the future, or what hasn't worked in the past might work in the future. So we have to be a little experimental. Okay, so getting into this, I also want to remind you that everybody has moments where they feel stuck or like they are digressing. Even those individuals who you view as being highly successful and they seem to always be motivated and they're always energized. And you're like, what kind of coffee are you drinking? Like, what bed are you sleeping on? What world are you living in where you constantly look like you are just ambitious and motivated and driven? Those people too have these moments. It's about learning how to work through those moments and to get yourself unstuck so we don't become paralyzed by whatever is holding us back, right? So that those moments of feeling stuck become smaller and smaller. I also think those moments are necessary, honestly. I think it's necessary for us to have times that maybe slow us down, maybe pull us back into our internal thought, hold us accountable, checking in. Like, is what I'm doing right now what I want to be doing? Or what do I want to be doing? What do I need to be doing? You know, if we're just go, 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 and everything starts to become so routine that you're not really thinking about what you're doing or why you're doing it, I think that's when we really get into the big problem. When one day we wake up and like, where the heck am I? Is this the life I want to be creating? So I think routine check-ins, you know, if you want to do a weekly check-in, a monthly check-in, a quarterly check-in, but something that really holds you close to your purpose, to what energizes you, what drives you. Okay, I could keep going on about that, but first one is going to just be some general journal prompts. And what I'll do, because I'm a visual person, we learned that from when Rachel was on last week talking about our sensory. And so I'll create a post the day this comes out, and it'll have these journal prompts written down so you can refer to them there. But the first being, what inspires you? Right? I think it's an important one. Who are the top five people that inspire you? And what about them do you find inspiring? What would you like to emulate in your own life? What do you admire in them that you also see within you? That last part is super, super crucial. Because you can admire someone, but admire can turn into envy if we're not seeing something within them that we also see within us, or that we believe we are capable of also embodying. This one makes me smile. Who is your favorite person to spend time with and why? How do they make you feel? And when I think of that, I think, well, if that's how they make me feel, is that how I want to make others feel? Who are the top five people you spend the most time with? All right, you know this is very important. Who you spend the most time with is going to influence your state of mind. It's going to influence your habits, your behaviors, your perspective. And so I want you to really take a few minutes to reflect on your time with them, including how do they make you feel when you're hanging out with them, when you're not hanging out with them, after your time with them. What types of activities and conversations do you engage in with them, right? Is it very surface level conversation, or do you feel like you can have deep, meaningful discussions? Do you feel like you can confide in them? Do you feel like the activities you do with them energize you, they excite you, they challenge you, they open up your mind to the possibilities of what you're capable of doing? And then what's the capacity of your cup after spending time with them? Is it overflowing, right? Do you feel like it's empty? Do you feel like you need to do something else to fill your cup? And there's no, I want when you answer this for there to be no judgment. And then after you've reflected that on that, am I surrounding myself with people who bring out the best in me? Whatever the best in you feels like. You feel like you're inspired. You feel like you're excited about life. You feel loved. You feel grateful. They bring out the best in you. And these next ones are a little bit shorter. What are my biggest fears? What do I believe my purpose to be? What do I want to learn more about? What am I curious about? Lauren asked me this question one time, and it's one of my favorite questions. My mom used to ask me this, or a form of this, when I was competing. But what do you believe to be true about yourself? Ooh. What do you believe to be true about yourself? How do you define success? You might have to sit on that one a little bit, because success looks different to everyone, right? But eternal, sustainable success, how do you define that? And then the last few, what does my current self-care look like for me? And what would I like for it to look like? On a scale of 1 to 10, how satisfied am I with my day-to-day lifestyle? Right? Noting that we're all going to have weeks that feel a little chaotic. Maybe we feel a little bit off. This is normal. But if you are having week after week of just feeling disconnected from self, feeling off, feeling like life is crazy, right? And you've identified like life just constantly feels crazy. How satisfied are you with that? And then the last question here before we get started with the reasons as to why we might feel stuck. What does my ideal day look like? And you can take that a couple directions, like your dream day, because that might show you some areas that are not being fulfilled in your life. But then also like your day-to-day, your normal Monday through Friday, maybe weekends. What would you like for that to look like? You're still able to pay the bills, right? You've got some routine, consistency, if that's what you're looking for. But what would you like for your ideal day to look like? Okay, and then once you've written those down, why I believe those questions are important is because I think that they hold a lot of the answers as to what excites us, what empowers us, what challenges us. And those are three questions I look to when I'm making a decision to say yes or to say no to something. And they might show you, you know, where the areas in your life are that you feel fulfilled, and then where are the missing gaps? And notice if you're finding some consistency, or if you're finding some patterns, right, in areas, again, that you're fulfilled, not fulfilled, maybe some habits you have, maybe something that you're looking for in your life that you don't currently have. Do you need more rest? Do you need more time engaging with friends? Do you need more time outside? Are there people who you would like to be spending more time with, less time with? There's a lot of answers for you just within those questions alone. So as we go into the last part of this, I want to give you a few tips, because when I'm feeling stuck, paralyzed, uninspired, I find the first thing that is helpful for me getting unstuck, finding some movement, is to sit down with it. We are in such a state of avoidance in sitting with our emotions and sitting with our truths. So sit down with it. Maybe that looks like going through a meditation. Maybe it looks like going through some breathing exercises, some reflection, and then asking yourself, finding that space where you can quiet everything so you can really listen. Like, why am I feeling stuck? What am I feeling in this moment? And then when you're looking for that answer as to what you need to do to feel unstuck, so if the response is, I feel stuck right now because I feel incredibly overwhelmed, or I feel stuck right now because I'm afraid that the goals I've set for myself, I'm not capable of achieving. I'm not actually capable of doing. Okay, well then what would the opposite of those be? If I feel overwhelmed, then I need to restructure my time. I need to restructure my schedule, my priorities. Look at what I'm saying yes to. Or if it's that you're feeling fearful, okay, I need to believe in myself, right? Easier said than done, by the way. I get that. Or I need to feel more confident in my abilities. Before you go into committing to that action, can you go into it with grace? Right? Knowing that you don't need to bite off the entire project in one chunk. Knowing that this doesn't need to be perfect. You do not need to have it all figured out. And the second part of that, can you believe in yourself? I've had this conversation with a few people this week, and I can tell I really care about someone, and I can tell I'm really like, I just want you to believe in yourself. And that's one thing where you can listen to someone who's super inspiring. You can listen to someone who's super motivating, and they can tell you, like, I believe in you and you're powerful and all of this, right? But if you don't believe in yourself, the rest of it doesn't matter. The rest of it holds no meaning, no value. And so you have to believe you are capable of what you're about to do, of what you're looking for. Because you are. Like, that's me coming out and being like, if you can imagine it, you can achieve it. But it means absolutely nothing coming out of my mouth if you don't believe that. So go into this with grace. Go into it freaking believing in yourself. We should do a podcast on how to believe in ourselves, because I think that that is invaluable. It is so powerful, and I think holds the key to unlocking so many doors that we believe are shut for us. And then the third step, I guess the third is kind of a 3A and a 3B, is to just take one step for action before you create a game plan. Just take one step for action. And why I put this before creating the game plan is because I find that one of two things happen when we create a game plan first without taking some form of action. One, the game plan can feel very overwhelming, especially if there's a lot of steps. It's a really big plan. And so we put it off, right? We've created the game plan. We look at, nope, can't do that. Or two, lots of times you'll create the game plan, you'll do all the research, and then we fail to take the first step. Like, we become experts on knowing how to do the game plan, but we don't actually do the game plan. Have you ever done that before? You're like, oh man, I read the instruction manual, right? I think this happens a lot with workouts. Like, oh, I got the workout program, got all the workout equipment. I got all my new Lulu clothes, bought the membership. Maybe you go, right, because you're excited, you go to like the first class, the second class, but then something holds us back. And that's the piece I'm going to talk to you about today. What's the missing piece to sustainable action, to making progress? And because of that, you know, also I want to relate for a second, because some of you are saying, wait, but how do I know what step to take first if I don't have a plan? And I get you. You type A-ers, I'm feeling you here. Sometimes taking that first step out of curiosity and inspiration when you're in the moment and you're feeling it can stimulate the motivation and can stimulate the momentum you need to avoid getting stuck or putting something off. And that first step is powerful because you don't need to have it all figured out. But instead, if you create the game plan, you create the action plan, often we wait then for the perfect moment to initiate it, the right time, right? Like, oh, I'll take that first class when it's with an instructor that I really like or that I've heard really good things about. Or I'll go to the gym on a day where, well, it's raining this morning. Today's not the day. I'm tired. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. Oh, my nutrition wasn't really that great yesterday. So I don't know if today would be a good day to go to the gym. Like, there's all these reasons. I don't know how to use that piece of equipment. And I go to that because for so long, that was my life. Like, I heard all of the reasons as to why people didn't want to start on their fitness plans. And so some other examples of this, if you want to work out consistently at your home, you know, you can build the whole gym and get the whole entire, but why don't you make it a little bit easier for yourself first? Like, just look up a workout plan online. Your body weight, by the way, great way to do an exercise. And just start there. Just start somewhere, right? If you want to commit to a healthier lifestyle in regards to your nutrition, don't wait until you've done the right grocery shopping trip or you've got the meal plan. You know, take inventory of what you have now. What's an empowering, healthy decision that you can make? You know, do you have fresh produce in your fridge? Okay, well, can you grab for the apple instead of grabbing, you know, for the bag of chips? Get that crunch out of the apple instead of the bag of chips. Can you grab a glass of water? And the same goes for a goal you might already have started and feel maybe you've gotten off track on. You know, don't wait for the next day. If you feel like you've gotten off on your movement plan, go for a leisurely walk this afternoon. Be graceful with yourself. Again, grab that big glass of water. I say grab a big glass of water because water, I do feel like, is a cure for so many things. And it's just so good for our body. It energizes us, it hydrates us, and I can feel myself going on a tangent now talking about nutrition. So all this sounds great, right? You're like, Jen, that sounds great, but what if I don't even feel the desire or motivation to do that first step, to take the smallest step? Let's get to the main point of why you're here. So what holds us back from feeling, engaging in a behavior that will spark motivation? And what steps can we take, right? We're looking to create a dedicated work ethic because I believe that where motivation fails, dedication perseveres. That needs to be a bumper sticker. Where motivation fails, dedication perseveres. Oh, cool. Okay, so what holds us back from motivation? These are just from in my experience working with my clients and my own personal experience. I've identified four common things that will hold us back from engaging in a behavior that will make us feel motivated, make us feel inspired. One, fear-based. Fear-based. I'm sure that you can identify a fear in your life at this time or previously that has made you feel stuck or has held you back. So when I think fear-based, you know, it's the thought of, can I do this? Believing in myself. Fear of, what happens if I don't achieve it? What if I fail? What if I don't have the resources I need? Also, this is a very, very valid reason. And I've heard this before in coaching is, what if I succeed? Like, what if I actually get to the top of that hill and I don't know how to take on this new role of leadership? I don't know how to carry this business through, even if we are successful. Success comes with fear as well. So I'm going to give you three different things that you can do for each of these. So the first one being some more journal prompts, lots of reflection today. So the first journal prompt being, what if you don't do this? Then what happens? What if you allow fear to hold you back? What is your biggest fear? Like, what's the worst case scenario? How would I act or what steps would I take if I didn't feel this fear? Who is someone I admire that emulates this type of behavior? So the way that you would act. And then I would encourage you, now moving into action, spend more time with that person who admires you. Or if it's someone who you can't necessarily spend time with, are there books that they've written? Do they have interviews? Are there podcasts that they have with them on? Other actions, go back to other times you've conquered something that you've been fearful of. And what did it feel like? What did you have to do? What steps did you take to overcome that fear? Create some affirmations. Do the 5-second rule. I freaking love the 5-second rule. It's from Mel Robbins. It's a book, but in summary, the 5-second rule is you give yourself from the countdown of 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then you take a step of action. And you've got, I mean, and it's one of those things where you can't be like wishy-washy on it, like maybe in 5 seconds. A good example of this, and it's very small, but is when I'm taking a shower and especially when it's cold and I'm like, I don't want to get out of the hot shower and I have to get out of the cold. I go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I turn off the shower and I get out. Otherwise, I could spend all morning in there and that's not very productive of my time or water. And then because you know I love playlists, I think playlists and music are so powerful, so powerful. Music, just it's designed to make you feel a certain way. So create a playlist that makes you feel powerful. Some of my favorites include, honestly, Anything by Pink, Try by Pink, Emily Sandé. Her song Family makes me feel super strong. Anything by NF, Eminem, Katy Perry's Firework is super nostalgic for me. It was, I want to say, either for Miss Idaho or Miss America when I competed, and it just made me feel super, super powerful. So what music makes you feel that way? Again, those are just a couple of mine. The second being lack of inspiration, right? You just feel uninspired. So what journal prompts? I would say, who inspires you? You know, go back to the journal prompt that we talked about earlier about who inspires you, what about them inspires you, what do you currently embody that they have, or what would you like to embody? Who do I currently spend the most time with? Again, this is huge. Who you spend your time with, it is a reflection on your actions and your behaviors and your belief in self. Reflect on how you feel when you're with them. And then where do you feel you're most connected to self? Where do you feel most like you? Where do you feel the most empowered, inspired? Can you spend more time there? If it's a physical location, if it's a space in your house. Okay, and then action steps. You can watch a TED Talk or a podcast of someone who inspires you. So for me, again, Mel Robbins, love. Brené Brown. There's a top 10 TED Talks that will inspire you if you look up on YouTube. And then get outside. Getting outside, it's like water, right? I feel like water is such a big cure for everything. Getting outside, it can refresh you. It reminds us, too, there's infinite possibilities out there. You look at nature, where nature has come from, especially here in the Treasure Valley. We go up in the foothills, and I just think about, like, how the separation of land building up to, all the plates together building these foothills and, the rocks breaking apart to find all these gems. And, oh, man, I'm geeking out about this. But then even, like, trees. I look at the forest around us when we go hiking. Like, these trees started from a seed. How long have they been here to build into this beautiful forest? Like, does that not make you just feel like you can freaking do anything? Like, you are part of nature. This is another conversation we should have, because this is, I mean, talk about believing in yourself. Like, you look at the wonders around you. Whew. And then meditate. Reflect on where you're at. Honestly, meditation. Meditation, water, nature. I think those are three cures for anything. And then the playlist, something, again, that makes you feel inspired. Some of my favorites, Big Wild, Odessa, anything makes me feel good. But Big Wild's She Makes Magic, anything by Mumford & Sons. I love Guiding Light. Delta, that whole album is fantastic. Dreamer by Martin Garrix and Mike Young. Ooh, if you haven't looked up Mike Young, by the way, incredible, incredible musician, incredible story. Ariana Grande, Breathing. And then I might mispronounce his name, but Better Days by Dermot Kennedy. Those are some that just, they hit me in that spot of like, you know what? You've got this, Jen. Okay, the third being lack of confidence. And journal prompts that I would recommend, reflecting on time when you did accomplish something challenging. How did it make you feel? You have within your life overcome challenges, right? You have shown that you are courageous and you are powerful and that you have what it takes to overcome whatever hurdle it is, by the way, that's in your life right now, whatever's making you feel stuck. So what makes you feel confident? Who makes you feel confident? Make a list of some things you're really good at, right? Come pump up your tires a little bit. Boost your ego a little bit. And then what takes away from your confidence? Is it certain behaviors you have, certain habits you have, certain people you're surrounding yourself with, certain atmospheres? And what's one thing you could do right now to feel more confident? What's something daily you could do to feel more confident? I think affirmations are really powerful here. So that's one of the steps of action. Movement, moving your body for 10 minutes. We already talked about that Jessica Daily affirmation video. Freaking love that video. Makes me always feel like, okay, you know what? You're right. I can do anything. Take your goal, break it down so it's smaller. If that goal just feels like it's too big of a bite, break it down smaller and continue to ask yourself, what additional steps could I take to reach this goal until you cannot think of any additional steps? And then give yourself a good old mirror pep talk, right? You've got the high five. That's another Mel Robbins. If you can't tell, I'm a Mel Robbins fan through and through. But the high five, self-high five yourself. I think she says every time you pass a mirror to do that. I love the starfish. So you stand in front of a mirror and you expand your arms out wide. You expand your legs out wide. You look like a starfish. I've talked about this before on a podcast, but it's opening up your body first off to receiving, and it's making you feel big, like you're taking up space. I'm doing it right now as we speak. I'm like, ooh, I feel good. And I just pop my back. Double whammy. Okay, so playlist here. Maybe you have a bunch of different playlists, by the way, that you're creating as we go along. I love Stronger by Kesha. Again, Pink's on this one again. All I Know So Far by Pink. Ooh, makes me feel very confident. Like a Girl by Lizzo. I feel like anything Lizzo's going to pump you up. Alicia Keys, Girl on Fire. That was my jam when I moved to New York. I remember just walking down the streets of New York being like, you know what? Yeah, I'm on fire. Yeah, this girl's on fire. Let's see here. Yeah, those are some of my songs make me feel confident. And I know you'll have your own The last one being bored. Sometimes we feel stuck because we're bored with what we're doing. And that's why it's so important to have these routine check-ins to make sure you still align with what you're doing. You're still excited about what you're doing. So journal prompts for these. What things energize you then? What excites you? And when was the last time you were reminded how freaking awesome it is to be alive? I think that this is a really cool question because it brings us back to moments in our lives that maybe we need to seek more of. And it's not necessarily a replication of that exact moment. You know, maybe it is going back to a certain location. I know for me, like the ocean really makes me feel like, wow, what a gift it is to be alive and to get to experience this. Again, that goes back to nature. Some other things that make me feel like I'm blessed to live this life. We went zip lining over in Tulum last summer. I don't need to replicate that exact thing, but doing something that maybe has a little bit of adrenaline, right? Maybe gives me a little woo, blood rush there. Going to Lewis the Child last summer, oh my gosh, right? I can't recreate that moment, but what about that moment made me feel grateful for the life I'm living? It was the people I was surrounded with. It was being around others. I think going to concerts, watching people enjoy what they're doing. And then just concerts in general for me bring the life out of me. Something even a little more simple, when I go for a hike with my dogs, it's a very simple thing. I put their harnesses on. I go outside. I take them for a hike. But it reminds me, like, this is a really big gift. It brings me back to the simplicity. So those are my few things. Maybe they inspire you to think of some of your own, but some action things. Switch things up. Switch up your routine. Switch up where you're doing things. You know, take part in some of the answers that you came up with above. So for me, I would know, okay, maybe I need to book a concert soon, or maybe I need to book a trip to the ocean. Maybe I need to do something that makes my heart pump a little bit faster and gets my blood rushing. Or maybe it's just, I need to go for a hike with my dogs today. I should go for a hike with my dogs today. All right, and then a playlist. Or actually, last part then is checking in. Do you still feel connected, passionate, and excited about what you're doing? That's an action step and a journal prompt because I think that that requires a little bit more attention, a little bit more time and action. And so for a playlist here, I would say anything that just makes you feel alive and excited. I've got a dance mix and I think it's called Bet You Can't Help But Smile playlist because there's songs that I put them on and I can't help but smile. And on there, Odessa again, Lewis the Child, Glass Animals, Michael Franti. Okay, you cannot not feel happy when you listen to Michael Franti. Aerosmith, there's this awesome song I'm feeling right now. It's called Reasons by Project 45 or 46. Touch the Sky by Kanye, old Kanye, that album. So create your own playlist though. And that's what I'm hoping that as you're going through this, that you are writing these things down. Again, I'll put a post together for this one because I know it's a lot of visual for this, but I hope that this helps you in those moments where you feel stuck, where you feel uninspired, where you want to feel motivated, but you just aren't experiencing it. Remember, you cannot wait for motivation. Motivation, waiting for it, is garbage. So what can we do within our power to initiate that feeling of motivation, right? What's the behavior? What's the action to spark the feeling of motivation? Let me know how this episode goes for you, by the way, these action steps, because I'm really curious, are there additional things that you think hold you back from doing what you aspire to do? Are there things that help you to feel unstuck? I'm really passionate about the subject, if you can't tell. And so I would love your feedback as to what works for you and what worked for you out of the things I gave you. Okay. All right, Life Zesters. I hope that you have, a freaking fantastic day. And until next time, go out there, create your zest life. All right. Thank you so much for listening. I hope this episode brought some zest into your life. And if you think this podcast will bring value to someone else, please feel free to share. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please like, subscribe, and leave a review. You can also find more insight on my Instagram at Genevieve_NuttingHoworth and click the link in this episode's description where you can find my website. All right, I can't wait to rally with you next week.